Okay, two dots, vavam and aleph. Okay, the Mishnah said that we're mafreshing the Kohen Gadol. 7 days before we're mafresh, we separate the Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara asks, lama mafreshin? Why do we separate him? So the Gemara says, where have you been the past couple days? Lama mafreshin? Why do we separate him? Right, kid the karminon, like we said, either of Yochanan kid the islay, he kid Reish Lakish kid the islay. Depends what you hold like. If you hold like Reish Lakish, if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, you separate him because we learned out from the Meluim. And if you learn from Reish Lakish, we separate him like we learned out from Har Sinai. So what's the question that you're saying, Lama Mafreshin? So Gemara says, no. This is what I mean. Hachik Amar, mi beso lama parish. Why do we have to separate him from Beisto? What Rashi says, why do you have to separate him from his wife? Rashi says, mi beso lama parish. Mi ishto lama parish. Let his wife come with him. Tavu ishto imosham. Let his wife come and be with him in the Beis HaMikdash. Wait a second. They're gonna have relations in the Beis HaMikdash? So Rashi says, yeah, inachanami. He says, because sharei akorchach lishkas parhedrin lo haisa kedusha. The lishkas parhedrin obviously is not makom kadosh because the Kohen Gadol is lying down there. And you're not allowed to even sit down in the Beis HaMikdash except for Machlos Beis David. So if the Kohen Gadol is allowed to lie down, obviously this is not makom kadosh. So let's wife come with him. What's the big deal? Right? So Rashi. Rashi says, "May ishto lama perish, tavo ishto imo sham, sharei al korchach lishkas parhedrin lo haisa kedusha, shein yishiv vazare el lamachay beis David kol shekein shechiva." So let him come. Tosa says, "Wait a second." Tosa says, "Perish Rashi, tavo ishto imo sham, sharei al korchach lishkas parhedrin lo haisa kedusha, shein yishiv vazare kol shekein shechiva kashulhan nehidol kedusha kedusha sazara." Okay, in a chanami. So it doesn't have the kedusha sazara. That's why he can lie down or sit down. But it's still mikol makom kaharabais haisa. It's still in Harabayis, and Harabayis is what? Harabayis is Machlan Beis Leviya. You can't have Shifas, you can't have, right? Mikol Mokon Harabayis Haizah, the Kol Harabayis Machlan Leviya, who? A Balkarian or a Shaili comes from Machlan Leviya. You can't have a Balkarian Machlan Leviya, so I can throw that Bia, Machlan Leviya. You can't even come with you. So that could be the answer. Maybe you can't come as a Balkari, but if you Irul carry, it's a different story. Right. So Ainar Rosh Lakaj Makh, the Amar Pusak and Parak Ildvaram, Zavikal Zav, the Rabbis Balkari. So Ella Yeshla Farish, Mibeso, Lama Pirish, Havilan Lamar, Shayf Rishul, Mikhila Achas Maharbahis. Maybe they separate him. Don't bring him to the Parhedrin. Bring him into one of the tunnels underneath that doesn't have any Kedusha. Alright, that's how what? So that's the question. Why do we? The Mishnah is asking, take him somewhere else so he can be with his wife. It's not a good thing to be away from the wife for so long.
What can he just be house arrest? I mean, what can he do in his house?
So Gemara is going to ask that eventually. So Gemara says, So how can Gemara base ulama pira? So Tanya ulama brisa. We mentioned this earlier. Rabbi Yehuda Maseira Omer. Yehuda Maseira says Shema Timse Ishto Suffik Nida. Maybe his wife will turn out to be a Suffik Nida. V'yavola and he'll have beer with her. Gemara says, wait a second, we got this wrong. Atu Rishaya Askinan. Anyway, he's a Rasha. His wife is a Suffik Nida, and then he's gonna have beer with her. I'm not gonna do that. If your wife is a Suffik Nida, he's gonna stay away. So that can't be the Chash. He says, no. Maybe Ella Shema Yavoal Ishto. Maybe he'll have beer with his wife. V'timse Suffik Nida. And he'll turn out that she was a Suffik Nida at the time, meaning that she'll wipe herself. They do the checks afterwards, and she finds some dam. So when did she do the check? We'll read this Rashi, but that's the problem. Like Rashi says, Ela Shema Yavo Al Ishto VaAchaka Timsa Suffik Nida She Timsa Dam Al Hasadin She Kincha Bo. She's gonna find blood on one of the sheets that she wipes herself with. The Ainga Dua Im Bishas Bia Hayav Adam Zo. Whether those blood was during the Bia Ola Achar Bia. And it would be Acher Bia. And what's the problem? Ubo'ol Nida, if it was during Bia, and he's considered a Bo'ol Nida, Tomei Shivas Yomim. Then he's Tomei for 7 days. Bia also Levol Beis HaMikdash B'Yom Kippurim. And then he won't be able to come to the Beis HaMikdash B'Yom Kippur, because it'll be Tomei Nida. You have to separate him for 7 days, so he doesn't have, if this problem took place, and it took place 7 days ago, and come Yom Kippur, he'll be good to go. So the Gemara asks,
but Har Sinai, it was only 3 days of separation. How would they worry about that? Be a Bo'ol Nida, that he couldn't accept? That was okay.
I guess so. Right? So the Gemara says, so Amru Rabbanan Kameid Rav Chizda, Kiman, who does this answer go like? It goes like Rabbi Akiva. It goes according to the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. The Amar Nida Mitamez Bola. Because a Nida, if you have relations with a Nida, and we'll qualify this in Rashi in a minute, Nida Mitamez Bola. The Nida is Mitamez, the one who has relations with her. The Irabbanan, because if it goes according to the Rabbanan who argue with Rabbi Akiva, Ha'amri, they say, A Nida Mitamez Bola. In that case, the Nida will not be Matama the Bola. So what's the case? So, if you read the case, Rashi says, Kiman, Krabi Kivit Amar Roa Dam Matama's Bola. right? That the roa dam mitamez boel limafreya, retroactively should be mitamez boel kol ne es la es every for 24-hour period before him. Anything that she touched or anyone that she had relations with, her husband that she had relations with within the past 24 hours is going to be mitamez. Why? Kashem shegazru shemitamez taharos me es la es limafreya. Right, same way. Upluksayu b'masechas nida perakol yad. Now this is the machlokas and daf yudalid in nida v'hachit tanan. And this is the mishnah. Derech benos Yisrael misham shosh b'shnei edim. It is the way for the daughters of Israel to have bia with two edim. Echad lo v'echad lo. One for her, one for him, one for her. Nimsa al shalo. If you find blood on his ed, his ed is his aver. If you find blood on his aver after bia, tameim shneim kol shiva. That both of them are tamei vaday for 7 days. The vaday hayadam shazbia, because definitely that blood came from her. She ain't derech ha'ish latzis b'men odam. It's not the way for a man to have blood come out from him, right? But nimsa al shalah. And let's say you find it on her, on her check, whatever when she uses the check. So otiyom, what's otiyom? Is lashon miyad. You find that she does a check right away and finds the blood, right? But who lashon miyad? But lashon yivani. She kincha b'prishas yitzias hashemish miyad, hashemish miyad. That she wiped herself immediately upon his withdrawal. She wipes herself and she finds the blood. Tmeim vaday. They're definitely vaday. Nimsa, but if she finds it la'achar zman, a little later, chlomar shehirchika bedika, right? So then tmeim besafik. She finds it achar zman, whatever achar zman is, then they're both tamei misafik, because maybe it came out, maybe it only happened afterwards. Ve'eza achar zman, what's considered achar zman? Kedei sheteirin in amita, she comes off the bed, v'tadiyach espanel shalmita, because she makes the bed, v'acharkach, right, mitame me'es le'es ve'ena mitamez boel. But if it's later than that, if it's achar, it's later than the achrasman. I mean, there's right away there's achrasman and there's achar achrasman. So if she finds the blood achar achrasman, right, then she's mitame me'es le'es. She's mitame her. She's mitame the stuff. You know, the taharo. She's mitame me'es le'es ve'ena mitamez boel. She's not mitame her boel. That's the mishnah. If she waited longer, but that's a chachamim. For Vekiva Omer, Aper Tamas Bola. So we're talking about the case where she checked Achar Achrasman. So in that case, Rabbi Kiva says she's still matama the boel. The chachamim says she's not matama the boel. So see here, the Mishnah says that we're worried that she's going to be matama the boel. She had to Kohen Gadol tummy after having be able to. She's a subbing nida. So you see, going according to Rabbi Kiva, because he's the one who holds she's matama the boel. So Kumar says, why are you saying that's only Rabbi Kiva? It's only Rabbi Kiva if we establish that the case is where she found the blood achar achrasman. Say our case is one achrasman.
That's better off not checking right away.
They used to always check because they always checked because now we don't. But they used to deal with taharos, so they used to always check. So the Gemara says. Kiman, Kirby Kiva, the Amr Nida Matamas Bola, the Rabbanon, the Amr Nida Matamas Bola. So Amr Rafizda, I feel Tim Rabbanon. Say this, it goes like Rabbanon also. Because Adkan, no Kliger Rabbanon led the Rabbi Kiva. Where's the Machlokus in Rabbanon and Rabbi Kiva? Ella Ba'achar Achar. That's only, you know, two stages afterwards. Ba'achar Achar's man. Right? Without Rashi, you don't know what's going on. Without Rashi or knowing the Gemara Nida, you can't figure out this Gemara. Right? Ava Bechad Achar, but only in one Achar, modulate. Rabbi Kiva will agree. The Chachamim will agree. Meaning, if she checks Achar Zman, the Chachamim agree that she's still that the Boel is still Tamei Shivas Yamin. So why are you saying that? This doesn't have to go like only like Rabbi Kiva? You go like the Chachamim. We're talking about it. We're worried about a case. We're not only worried about a case where she's going to check Achar Zman. We're worried about a case where she's going to check Achar Zman and find blood, and then he would be Tamei. Okay. Period. So Amar Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira says Shma Mina. See from here. Boel Nida ain't a Kenida. The Boel Nida does not have the same exact status as the Nida. V'tovo b'yom. And he can be tovo b'yom. Now we have to remember again. Mi de'oraisa is the difference between a Nida and a Zava. Right? A Nida sees Dam. She's Tamei Shivas Yomim. Whether or not she sees it for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 45, 60, 7 days. If she does a hefsek after day, you know, during day 7, she can go to Mikvah. A Zava, but she's going to go at night. Zava, really the Oraisa, she can go during the day. We are both ways. We all Benos Yisrael are considered Zavim, which have to have a Shiv and a Kiyim, and they can only go to the Mikvah at night. Yeah, and we even machmir more that even if she's going day on, you know, she had Shiv and a Kiyim and she couldn't go to the Mikvah, and she's going to Mikvah on day 8 or day 9, still only at night, right? That's the Takana. We worry about the daughters are going to see her going during the day. That's the Gemara Nida. But the question is, the Boel Nida. when can he go to mikvah? Does he have to wait for night? Or can he wait, or can he go during the day, and then at night, he's good?
We can't go. No, they don't wait for it.
Who?
Men don't wait. No status change for men.
Men don't wait. Well, that's the machlokas now. When the man who is a bo'el nida,
he can go anytime he wants, but he can go early because there's no...
He can't go at day four.
No, they can go.
They can go all day.
Okay, but again, we know what the end story is, but the Gemara is developing now. So we're seeing right now. The question is, he says we prove it from here that the man can go earlier, because if the man can't go earlier, he has to go at night. Well, then he's going at night. Yom Kippur's the next day, and he didn't have Har Shemesh. He can't work at the Beis Hamikdash. That's what the Gemara is going to say. Some of Zayir Shmami No Bo Nida Ain a Kanida B'Tova Bayom, and he can dip during the day. The Amart Bo'al Nida Kenida. So if you say that the Bo'al Nida is like the Nida exactly, Amos Tovel. So when is he going to Tovel? He's in a Tovel Bilele. He's in a Tovel at night. L'machar Hechir Avodah. How can he do the Avodah? Haboy Har Shemesh. He needs Har Shemesh. What's the case? If he separates them, so day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, day six, day seven, Yom Kippur's on day eight. If he can go mikvah, if he goes to mikvah day seven at night, so on day eight he still can't do the Avodah because he didn't have Har Shemesh. So the two answers are going to be, answer number one is going to be, he can go during the day. Answer number two is going to be, he can't go during the day, but we separate him a day earlier. The separation takes place like an hour before Shkiyas Hachama on the previous day.
To give him the extra day.
Right, basically. So then why is it only seven? So Gemara, but those are the two ways you can answer the question. That's exactly what the Gemara does. So Gemara says, the Imar Bolo Nida Kanida Amos Tavil Belela Lamachari Abir Aboda Hai Boy Harashemish Elash Mami Nabon Nida Aina Kanida. That's what the Gemara thinks. So Rav Shimi Mina Harda Amrei No, I feel the team of Bolo Nida Kanida. Even say the Bolo Nida is like Kanida. They separate him 1 hour before Shkiyas Hachama on the previous day. Right? On the previous day. Right? Rashi says, Somach Shkiyas Hachama Shmoni Yamil Lefnei Yom HaKippurim. Alright, so why they call it seven? So Vahag, the Karile Shiva, Mishumahu Porto Lo Khashivle. There's one little bit of time, it's not Khashiv.
It is
Khashiv. Very Khashiv. It's extremely Khashiv. It changes his whole status.
Exactly.
It's the whole kid of kaboot.
Yeah, but this is just the right, it's technical glitch. It's like more a minute half.
No, I know, but that's a better answer. But Lo Khashivle. Lo Khashivle. Right. Right, Lo Khashiv, Tabil or Shall Erev Yom Kippur, and then he goes to the mikvah the night before Erev Yom Kippur, the Avid Lamachar Shall Erev Yom Kippur, Harav Shimsho. And the next day, which is Erev Yom Kippur, is his Harav Shemesh day. That's answer number one.
Side question. Okay. They say that Moshe Feinstein once, the mikvah in his town wasn't good. It was like 24 years.
Not 24 years, 4 years.
Oh, 4 years?
Right.
4 years. So it's a week. Yeah, don't they have two guys positioned in the house to watch him? Stay in the house, separate bedrooms, and it's called about this reason. Any comments on it? Unless he's a human being, whatever.
He didn't want to stay away from his wife for four years.
You want to be in a hotel? You want to be here? So, yeah, it's more comfortable to be here. Two guys in the house, seven bedrooms, whatever.
So, right.
No comment.
I don't know what to say. But there are only Zoris in the Beis Hamikdash, we say, because there's Rizim outside also. Does that apply also? I don't know. Does that apply outside the Beis Hamikdash as well? And I never understood how you can say the Kohanim is Rizim and they don't have to worry about Shavuos Mikdash and all this stuff. And the same, right, in the same token, we watch him like a hawk, and the guy's going to do the Ketoris the wrong way, and then we're going to pull him out by his ankles because he's dead. If he's Zoris, because he's a Tzduki. But if he's Zoris, wouldn't he do it the right way? I mean, why do you have to worry about all this stuff? Very seriously.
Exactly.
Very seriously. But you would think they would also... You think it would always, yeah, that sea guys were nuts, yeah, but no, nuts, they were just much, much more mocking. We had that conversation the other day, Menachem, that whatever. They were very, very, very strict about certain things. So that's answer number one. So the Gemara then says, that's the answer. The answer is that either Bo'al Nida is not Kenida and can be Tovel. And can be Tovel, you know, during the day. Or the Bo'al Nida is Kenida, and you just have the extra hour, which pushes the Har Shemesh a day earlier. So Meisve, we're going to ask now Rav Shimi Mina Harda, who basically says that Bo'al Nida is Kenida. So Meisve, we have a Brisa, right? This is later on in the Masechta. Kol Chayav Tfilos, everyone who's Mechuyav to be tov on the mikvah, tefilasan b'yom. They can do tefillah during the day, right? But except for nida v'yoledes tefilasan b'layla. The nida and the yoledes are tefillahs at night. So you see from here, only the nida is at night, which says nida in, bo nida lo. The bo nida can go during the day. So that you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to have Rav Shimon's answer. So the Gemara says, no. What it means is nida v'chol da'asya mirubuye. It's the nida and anything that comes from it. Bo'al nida is considered the same tumah as nida. So therefore, they tovel, they're tovel at night. So Gemara says again, Meisvei, they ask the following question. This is from, also later on in Masechta. No, this isn't from Pesachim. Meisvei, Bal Keri, right, where's the Zion saying? Pesachim, Sam of Zion, quoting the Mishnah in Zavim. Okay. So Meisvei, Bal Keri, right, you have a Bal Keri, is Kimaga Sheretz. His tumah is similar to the Maga Sheretz. Rashi says, third to last line, how is he this similar? Litvol biyom tumaso. He can be tovel that day. The Balkari can be tovel that day. Kidarmina beperik elo divarim bepsachim. Right? That's the Balkari can be tovel that day. And bo'al nida kitamimes. A bo'al nida is like a tamimes, Rashi says. O bo'al nida kitamimes. Litvol biyom shvi. Ama tovel yom. He's like a tamimes. He has to wait 7 days. But the tamimes can tovel during the day. So they see that the bo'al nida is like the tam, is compared to the tamimes. And therefore, he can tovel during the day. That's a question on Rav Shimi, right? So Meisi, Balkari, Kamaga Sharetz, Bo'onida, Katama Meis. My love of Tvila, must be they were talking about the Tvila, that their Tvilas are the same times. And Mar says, no, lo, the Tumason. It's not that it's to equate the amount of Tumah that they have, the days of Tumah. So Mar says, Tumason, right? Behejik Sibuhu. It says Befavish what they're, how long they are. I don't need the Mishnah to compare, right? Ksibuhu. Each one has tumah sheva written by it. Rashi says, it says, we know where it says tumah meis, you know, by bo'al nida, it says, v'tihi nidasa alav v'tamei shivas yamim. Right, is that the pasuk? The pasuk says, in Vayikra, v'im shachov yishkov isho sa, usihi nidasa alav v'tamei shivas yamim. The cholam ishkav, asher ishkav alav yitma. It says 7 days in the pasuk. But Kiddush is the Mishnah telling me that he's like the Tami Meis. Must be like the Tami Meis in that he can go to Mikvah during the day. Our answer is no. El Alav L'Tvila son. Must be talking about their Tvila. And if it's talking about their Tvila, you see again, Tvila was the test. You see again, the end of days, you see again that it's that he can go to Mikvah early, go to Mikvah during the day. So Gemara says, no, Lola Olam L'Tumasson. Wait, if it's all the Tumason that tell me that their Tumah is the same, both 7 days, we say, well, what's the Chiddush? So the Chiddush is the Seifa. It's just leading into the Seifa, which gives us the Chiddush. It's Seifa, it's Drichle. Right? What does the Seifa say? Ela shechamur mimenu bo'al nida shemetame mishka v'mosha v'tumah kala l'tame ochlen v'hashkem. Even though, basically what they're saying is, that they read the Mishnah as follows. Bo'al nida and tame meis are the same in that they have Tumah for 7 days. Right? However, the Bo'al Nida has a chumrah over the Tamei Meis in that he is going to be Matame Mishkav and Moshav. Remember, most things you're going to be Matame with actual contact. Zava, these things, if you sit on things, the tumah goes. Now, normally the tumah goes, you know, across when it comes to Mishkav and Moshav. But here we're going to say, it's El Shachari Menor Bo'al Nida Matame Mishkav and Moshav, but Tumah Kala. It can make it into a Rishon that can be Matame Ochlen U'Mashkin. And that can be Matame Ochlen U'Mashkin. Let's read it in Rashi. Rashi says, Shabbatame Moshav Mishkav Moshav Afilu Eser Mitzias Zo Al Zo Gav Zo. Right, even if it's ten mattresses or 10 sheets, one on top of the other, and the bowl neither sits on top of one, anything underneath is going to become tame. But the tame meis ain't a matame elamago. But tame meis is only matame if you touch him. He says, but what tuma Mishkav Moshav Litama Ochlin Umashkin below Litame Adam Mekalim. It can't be matame. It can't create tuma that can then be matame adam v'kelim. Kishar kol osim mishkav l'mashav kigon zav v'zav v'nidom mitzora. That's a more machmer when it comes to zav and zava nidom mitzora. Shetumasan ava tuma. They get the tuma of an av. L'tame adam v'kelim, and therefore they can be matame adam v'kelim. Aval boel nida by boel nida. It says by it kol ham mishkav asher yishkav alav yitma. Nitku hakasu mituma chamura de mishkav nida atzma shemetame adam. It took some out. The limud is that it's still tummy like a nida, but not as chamur as a nida. So it's only considered a rishon, right? The kol sheyigav mishkava, but hevi lutuma kala tummy ochlin umashkin. It can only be metame ochlin umashkin. It can't be metame adam and kalim because it is a rishon. But you see again now that it could still. We don't have a raya against Rav Shimi from this brisa. or this Mishnah. This Mishnah, when it equates the Bo'al Nida and the Tamei Nes, it's only equating them legabe the amount of time that they're Tamei, not when they can go to the mikvah. Aye, but there's no Chiddush. You're right, in the Hanami, there's no Chiddush. The Chiddush is the Sefer of that Mishnah. So now the Gemara brings a Raya again. Tashma, right? The Tani...
Wait a second, is an apple underneath 10 mattresses or something?
Something like that, yeah. I think that's how it works. Right. It's as if it goes through. As if there's a hole and it goes right through and touches it. And the apple, of course, had to be hookshot or cobbled somewhere. The Tashma, the Tani Rabbi Chia says, Hazav v'hazava, v'hamitzora, v'hamitzoras, ubo al nida, v'tomei meis, tfilasim b'yom. That's clear as day. Tfila for a bo al nida can go during the day. Nida b'yoledes, tfilasim b'layla, Tiyufta. So that's a Tiyufta Rav Shimi. The answer is you can't, that, you're right, in the Chanami, you prove from our case that it's only 7 days, that the Bo'al Nida is not like a Nida when it comes to when he can go to Mikvah. He can go to the Mikvah during the day, and therefore you don't have to worry about it, because he'll go to the Mikvah during the day, he'll have his Erev Shemesh in the morning, and he'll do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. Okay.
There's a big difference between
Bo'al Nida
and
Tumimais,
almost different things, but
Bo'al
Nida is not that, it's the case of man and woman. Isn't that the difference?
Well, it's a take. Yeah, they're different. Yeah, the bowl needed and the needer are a little bit different.
No. The bowl needed, the term is all those things that are. The difference is not what the term is, the difference is who's coming.
Are you saying that? It could be. But I don't know, but you have. Why? Because you're saying over here.
Because the men never go during the night.
You say the Nida and Yoledes, right, because the only one does the Nida and Yoledes.
Exactly.
Right, I hear. We had to find it. He had to find it first. Okay. So now the Gemara says, "The Adcha Tama Frisho Mitumas Beso." You're so worried. You're so worried that he's going to be Batame with his wife. Similar along the lines of what you were asking, but not exactly. Right? He Frisho Mitumas Hames, separate him from everybody, and maybe somebody's going to be with him and die, and he's going to become Tame Mase. Right? Rashi says, "The Adcha Tama Frisho Mitumas Beso," and then what? V'shar kol adam nichnasim v'yotzim etzlo, and everyone else can come in and deal with him, right? Hifrishim v'tumas meis, separate him, be worried about tumas meis. V'lo yiyu kol adam nichnasim v'yotzim etzlo, don't let anybody come visit him, kos shema yomus meis alav. Maybe someone's going to die, and he'll become tummy meis. Very, very, I mean.
You do that, basically. You sequester him in a house, so
But he's in the base of Migdash, he goes back and forth, people come and visit him.
Is that what he's leaving there?
They taught him all the halachas, and
yes,
there's a whole. So maybe the chachamim, maybe someone's gonna die. But the chachamim have less chance of dying than.
What happens when he gets to the basement?
Okay, all right. It's very far fetched. It's very far fetched, right? So he says, "Amar Rav Techlifa Avud Ravuna Mishmei Derava Zosameres Tumas Hameis Hutcher Mitzibur." No, you know what? It's a machlokes. But the Gemara's gonna start talking about it now. The big sugya. When Tuma is Tuma Hutcher Mitzibur or Tuma Dechuya Mitzibur. Tuma Hutcher Mitzibur means we don't care. Tuma, it's Hutter, it's Mutter, no problem.
As if it's a whole Sibur.
What?
As if it's a whole Sibur.
Well, no, the Kohen is Tame also.
Yeah, I'm
saying. So it applies that way as well. Because it,
yeah.
Okay, so if the Kohen becomes Tame, we don't care. Because Tuma Hutcher, if it becomes Tame, me din Tuma's Mace, we don't care. Because that Tuma is Hutcher Mitzibur.
But that's only for the Nasi die. The Nasi or the Kohen God die. Today everybody goes to the fire.
Well, the Kohen Gadol is the one who becomes Tame. No, Rashi says, Hutcher b'tzibur, kidexiv ish nitcha v'ein tzibur nitchem. Uvi yom kippurim, and on Yom Kippur, everything that is being done is being done to the tzibur. It's kule korban tzibur. And even his own korban is a korban tzibur, because you can't bring the other korbanos without his korban. Right? V'af korban shalo doches atuma, shereiz manaka v'uva korbanot toloibo. So therefore, Hutcher b'tzibur even applies to the Kohen Gadol. He's the one who's Tame. If he's the one who's Tame, so why do we care? Let him go. So somebody's going to die by him. Okay, we're not worried about that, because too much of a tzibur.
I thought we saw it was only the robe of the Kohen.
No,
there's a Kohen God. On Yom Kippur, yeah.
Only on Yom Kippur.
Wait,
yeah,
how about the
Talibah?
How about the substitute?
That's we don't worry about that. That's not what the substitute's needed for. The substitute's needed for in case he gets a psul or gets something else. But if you hold Tumah Hutcher B'tzibur, that's not something that we need the substitute for. Okay. If you hold Tumah Dechuyah B'tzibur, which we'll see, then we say, wait, if you can have a Kohen who's Tameh, why use a Tameh person if you use a Tara person? That's Tumah Dechuyah B'tzibur. But Tumah Hutcher B'tzibur means there's no Tumah here. It doesn't make a difference. It's fine. It doesn't count. It's Hutter. It's Mutter.
Yeah, but that's only the Diyeb, wouldn't you?
No, Tumah Hutcher B'tzibur is even L'chadchila. Tumah Dechuyah B'tzibur means it's B'diyeb.
So why by Chalakah do you need new oil then? thing.
That's the question that they all asked.
No, the answer was because you wanted lechatchila.
Okay, but ain a chanami b'diavad, it would have been kosher.
Right, he was saying the thing b'diavad.
Because if they hold, they held the chuya. So that it doesn't talk about right. So maybe he nicks his earlobe. I don't know. Yeah. Something else happens. Maybe he becomes tamei nida, which is a difference, which is not hutcher b'tzibur. So that's what the Gemara says. They see from here that tuma is hutcher b'tzibur, right? So Ravina Amar no. I feel tuma tumah meis dechuyu he b'tzibur. Maybe it's tuma meis is dechuyu b'tzibur. If he would become tamei meis and there's another kohen, we try to find somebody else. The issue is what Stewie was mentioned before. You're really worried about the guy dropping dead in front of him, right? He says tuma meis lo shchicha. That's not shchiach, but tuma beis lo shchicha. Tumas Beis, it's more shriach that she's going to be a suffix nida, she's going to have bia and have suffix that someone dropped dead in front of him.
But it's also, it's a lot more common for that to happen to someone who dropped
dead. Yeah, I would say so. I don't think they're shriach, but it's definitely more shriach than somebody dropping dead in front of you.
And the Vince Mitchell doesn't have older people there.
It's not that many. You're already lowering the percent, the population. Okay. So Itmar. So we have, now we're going to quote this machlokas of Tumah Hutcher B'Tzibur. Rav Nachman goes on tomorrow, right? Keeps going?
Keeps going.
Yeah, so Itmar. Tumas Hameis. Yes, Tumas Hameis. Rav Nachman Amar Hutcher Hi B'Tzibur. Okay, the question is now also, not only is it what type of Tumah, the machlokas of a Hutcher and the Chuyah, maybe it applies only to Tumas Hameis. So Tumas Hameis, is it Hutcher B'Tzibur? Rav Nachman says Hutcher Hi B'Tzibur. Rav Sheshes Amar the Chuyah Hi B'Tzibur. It's only the Chuyah. I believe we pass him like it's the Chuyah. Right? Rashi says. The chuyah hi b'tzibur, and afa pisha hakarbon tzibur docha oso. Even though this is what we all think. Even though the carbon tzibur is docha l'tuma, bekoshi hutra. It's only with difficulty. Below heter gamur, bekol madam atzin laduri madrin chiyasha b'tara. As much as we can, we try to go find tara. That's if we hold the chuyah b'tzibur. Hutcher b'tzibur, we don't have to go after it, something b'tara. The chuyah b'tzibur, we have to try to find mechatzilah to find something b'tara. So it, but if when the havmina was is that the backup wasn't necessary for tumas hameis. So itmar tumas hameis. Rav Nachman amar hutri hi b'tzibur. Rav Sheshes amar dechuyi hi b'tzibur. So hecha diika temein b'tahorin. So the Gemara is trying to qualify the machlokas. Hecha diika temein b'tahorin b'ahu beis av. If in this beis av that's working that day, right? So beis av she'ovi ba'osol yom the kule alma tahorim of the temidin that hu yom ma'af b'shul korban tzibur. And if you have somebody in that beis av who is tahor? Kuli amelo pligi the tahorin avdi temein lo avdi. That the tahor person should do the avoda, the temein person should not do the avoda. Ki pligi, where's the machlokas? L'hadure lasuye tahorin beis av achrinan. So they were all in the huddle together, and somebody dropped dead there. And now they're all tamei. So they you have to go find somebody from another beis av that or not. So if you say tumah hutcher b'tzibur, no. If you say tumah dechuy b'tzibur, go try to find somebody else. Right? He says. Keep legal aduri lasui tohori beis avachrina. Rav Nachman Amar heter hi b'tzibur velo mahadrina. It's mutter. Rav Sheshes Amar dechuy hi b'tzibur mahadrina. And he had to go find somebody else. Ika d'amri. We're going to finish early. Just letting you know. Okay. Ika d'amri. There are those who say otherwise. Afilu hecha di ika tohori tamei mahu beis av pligi polig. Right. Even if there is a tar person in this beis av. Rav Nachman still says it's tumah, it's hutcher b'tzibur. Right? Afilu heicha deikas tahorim tamei b'hu beis av poli Rav Nachman v'amar avdi nami tamein. Why? Because he says the chol tumas meis b'tzibur rachmana shari. Any tumas meis when it comes to gabay b'tzibur, the Torah says it's fine. It's essentially a non. It's not there. Right? Rashi says neksiv. The pasuk says ish kiyeh tamei l'nefesh yaset pesach sheni. The person who's tamei nefesh, he has to do pesach sheni. Ish nidchel pesach sheni, the ein tzibur nidchin, aval zavin umitzarayin nidos v'yilolas tumaso yotze ala migufo lo hutra ubol nida kanida. But I mean, I think this may be later on. But the point later on, but the point being is that if see by pesach sheni, it's only if an individual is tamei, but betzibur tamei meis, it doesn't count. It's tumah is hutra betzibur. So now tomorrow they're going to go through what their sources, right? See right away, Rav Sheshes, we know Aminullah. Right, Rav Sheshes says it's Tehuyah. So they go back and forth what their sources is. Okay?
Which means you don't have to...
Don't have to worry about it at all. It's Hutcher. So
what's the
Hutcher? What?
What's the
halacha? Halacha is Tehuyah. I think the pasuk is Tehuyah. I believe. Right? And where's the little aleph in the Gemara? Rav Sheshes is Amar Tehuyah. Right? The aleph is by the Tehuyah. So Ramam, Perek, Dalas, Hilchos, Bias, Mikdash, Halacha, Midah, Tesh, Tesh, Tesh.
So they bring a new base How come we never heard that they bring a new Beis Av? I mean, that's not far-fetched that that the leader of the Beis Av could drop down and everybody goes to the Levaya. You never heard in any time there was some mixers, they bring a new Beis Av to the Avodah.
I don't know.
You're
not going to go to the... No, the problem would be if someone drops dead with them. Yeah, right?
That's less common.
Standing with them. The likelihood of the whole Beis Av being there at the time is...
That's my close. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody have a great day.